Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning.
Did you get a whiff of that? Did you go in there and get a hit off of that?
Off of Yuzette's hair? I did.
Yeah, I checked it out, too.
Smells nice. Just smells like shampoo.
Yeah, I didn't know, though, that, like, that's... The sneaker story brought back the story of the guy
the
that likes to sniff
her
hair.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, people earned all kind of stuff.
Yep. It's true. You never... There's always... Everyone's got their little dark thing that you hear about and you go, huh.
The thing I always think, though, is at the heart of the whole Yuzette hairdo thing is that it's Yuzette the whole time.
Yeah.
So...
What?
You know,
what does that
like,
mean?
It means you're smoking hot.
You're attractive.
It's not hard to be into your hair. I mean, anything that'll...
Yeah,
you know,
I just want to get close to you. Yeah. I mean, I just want to smell your hair,
right.
Please.
Montage?
Oh, let's do it right now.
What?
What the hell?
It's her break.
Did you have something to promote first?
Do I have something to promote?
Yeah, do we have stuff to give away?
I'll do the Sammy Hagar.
I'll do the giveaway. And actually, listen. She might be my dad. Just let it all hang out. So, in my first story.
What happened to it?
In my first story, there's a total jump off point for it. So, let's just do it as a surprise.
What? I don't understand what you're saying.
In my first story.
I don't get
it. You don't have to. You'll know. You'll hear it.
This is weird.
In my very first story, there's a place where we're gonna organically jump in. See how organic this is? I'm not planning it at all. I'm not going to tell you. Sammy Hagar and the Circle. Headline in the Safeway Open PGA Tour Concert Series at Silverado Resort and Spa in Napa. This is Thursday, October 4th. Oh, is this his cover of Whole Lot of Love?
That's correct, with the Circle.
Yeah, so they do all stuff from all of his walks of band life.
All kinds of stuff about the band life.
All kinds of stuff. What kind of stuff about the band life? Right now, caller number 9 instantly wins a pair of tickets to the show and is in the running for the grand prize side stage passes for that night. So you can watch Sammy from right on the stage. It's a great view. Tickets to the Safeway Open and concert series are available at safewayopen.com. But caller number 9 gets a pair for, I believe Sammy's opening the whole thing up on the Thursday night. He's the headliner.
Yeah.
All right. So let's jump in here. Do I have a, I do not. All right.
I think that was it.
That wasn't it.
Oh.
That totally wasn't it. You'll know. You'll
not
know
tough.
When that's it.
Right. You said let's jump in here. It seemed like, okay.
Oh, no. We're going to jump into our story about the Thrillist, which is a website. It's like one of those list websites, you know? Uh-huh. They always have junk on there. What are you laughing about?
I just feel like I'm going to prematurely hit the button.
Yeah, I thought. You said Thrillist. I was like,
you.
Oh, that was it.
No. Oh, Thrillist.
No. You'll know. You'll know when I get to it. So Thrillist put together what they consider to be the list of the 100 greatest YouTube videos of all time.
Okay.
I'm telling you something right now. I have not seen one of these that are in the top 10. So I started to think, and there's ones on here, though, like the crazy, nasty ass Honey Badger. That's on there at number 75. Leave Britney Alone is on there at number 7.
Number 7?
Sorry, at number... 60.
Oh, well,
so I don't know why number 7.
Leave Britney Alone is 7 or 60.
It's 60.
Okay.
David. Yep.
David. Quite a difference, yeah.
David after, I don't know.
Those David numbers after, don't even look like each other, though.
I know. You know what? I must have been looking down the list further with the 7s. Yeah, David after, I quote David all the time.
So where's he come in?
Number 80.
Oh, I would have expected that to
be
a
in the
lot
top 10.
Higher.
Oh, God, he's so cute.
Adorable.
Charlie Bit My Fingers, number 78.
I don't know that one.
That's Charlie Bit My Finger. He's a little boy. Ow, Charlie, that hurts.
Oh, is that the dog?
Charlie's the little brother.
Oh.
His little brother. But he sticks his finger in Charlie's mouth. So it's, you know, that's I thought that one would be high.
Kind of asking for it.
So there he is with his little baby brother.
Yeah, he did stick it right in there, didn't he?
What does he expect?
<I can't laughs> laugh.
Charlie's laughing. Anyway, that's one of the cute ones. So, also, Rebecca Black's Friday is number 66.
Oh, that's it!
Yeah! I told you, you know! Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, the weekend. Oh.
Oh, snap.
This is how we do it.
Somebody's feeling better.
I know.
I don't think so.
I could live without the fart, but all right.
I don't think so.
Master! Master! Master of puppets is pulling your strings! Ah! Ah! Turn on the lights in there!
Oh, I didn't even know they were off!
Oh. You were an angel in the shape of my mom. When I fell down, you'd be there holding me up. Spread your wings as you go. And when God takes you back, you say hallelujah. Yell, ow, 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 ow. Come on, Bernie, do it with me. You guys, all everybody howl. Ow, 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 ow. Yeah. Nobody can say no.
When Jesus say yes.
Nobody can say no.
Jesus say yes.
Nobody can say no.
When Jesus
say
yes.
Oh, nobody can say Ebola. Ebola ita. No eating something dangerous.
Hoes. Make it rain on them hoes.
I make it rain.
Hoes. Make it rain on them hoes.
I make it rain on them hoes.
Hoes.
Someone that's a good time looking for me.
Don't worry, drinks, I'm coming.
awesome.
California knows how to party.
Oh,
this is the best.
Joe Avicii, I was cool.
Rest in peace.
And when I finally got sober, felt 10 years older, but it was something to do. I'm living down in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
And Wednesday to Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday. I'm in love.
Play it.
That's pretty good. Your butt is mine.
I'd like you to marry me.
He did play it.
I played it.
He played,
played it.
I would like you to marry me.
Shut up.
All right, so back to our story.
Yeah, okay. Jeez.
That was good.
Thank you. Organic.
Way to not be premature on that one. The website Thrillist put together a list of their, what they say are the 100 greatest YouTube videos of all time. And there are videos... as I started to read this list, I thought to myself, I don't know any of these in the top 10, which I'm sure people will know, and maybe I'll even be like, oh, yeah, that one. But there's a video that if I'm ever feeling blue or I just need a quick little laugh, a little pick-me-up, I put on those quadruplets laughing. I'm sure I must have shown
That's
you guys
funny,
this one.
Yeah.
It's this woman. She looks exhausted, and she has like six-month-old quadruplets all over her.
Oh.
And she's laying there, and the father is... filming and making them laugh.
Oh.
And they are, she's all, do it again. She's like so tired. she's so cute. Did I send you the link this morning? Here we go. They're just, the poor woman looks like, oh God.
Wow.
There's, and it goes on. It's so.
Dad's got their number, doesn't he?
Do it again. Those, and they all laugh. They all have the same little voice. They're all laughing at the same time.
So sweet.
I just love it so much. And then the other one that I love, which I know that if you did get this one, you had to edit it in a big way. It's this dude. He's on a boat, and they're like Boston Harbor or something. And his friend Jay, and he have found a fish that they can't recognize. Oh, Jay. What is that thing?
They're Boston guys, though.
Yeah.
I love this.
It goes on.
I haven't even heard it, and I know I love it.
I bet you have heard this one, because it was only maybe a couple years ago, but the guys are just going Jay doesn't say much, but the other guy.
There's something authentically ridiculous about the Boston way.
And the, right. And this guy is just so completely just, he does not know why this video is funny. Like, he thinks it's funny because he doesn't know what kind of fish it is.
Right.
Like, yes. Oh, it's a baby whale, Jay. I think that's a baby. I think it might be, is it a sea turtle? We got to call the aquarium. Oh.
For the record, it looks like a turtle.
Yeah. It's, they say it's a sunfish.
Oh, it
it's
is?
It's some kind of ocean sunfish. It's a very odd-looking fish, for
so
sure.
So is that it on its side, then?
Yeah, I think that it's dying.
Oh.
It looks hurt, dude. But that video also goes on for like 9 minutes. The guy's just, and he gets more and more. First, he's like, we got to call the aquarium and help this thing. But then later he's like, there's some good meat on that fish. We can make some real money, Jay.
He might as well be the rainbow guy across the sky. Like, he's way too into it.
Right.
Is he on LSD?
Oh, hey, the double rainbow guy. I don't believe he's on the list. That's one of the greatest ones. Do you guys have a go-to that you that you love?
Yeah.
No, I just go to, on my feed, the first thing that pops up every morning or anytime I open my Facebook is the Dodo videos. Me and Human talk about it all the time.
Dodo videos?
Dodo videos. I don't know what that even stands for, Human, but it's usually dogs. Animals. They're animals.
Oh, my God. And I watched a Dodo video of dogs yesterday.
I don't know these Dodo videos.
People post them. It's just beyond belief.
Beautiful.
I saw this one dog is like, he gets his stick, but he's in the river, and he's being taken away by the river.
Oh,
so
no.
He's like, he falls, and he's being swept away, but the stick's... Have you seen this one?
I didn't see that one.
And his lab friend is on the land. And as he's going by, his lab friend grabs the stick in his mouth and pulls him to safety.
Aww.
And so he's like, oh, God, Sam, thank you. He's trying to get up, and he gets, and they both like, I saved you.
Yeah, we're good, dude.
All right, let's go. Yeah.
Is the one that you showed me
Jay,
the other day?
Thanks for saving me.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, Jay. Oh, you really saved my ass, kid. Hey, Human, the other day you showed me one where this dog has a snack in front of him.
Yeah.
But then there's like a sad dog next to him. And is that one of those Dodo ones?
It could be. The go-to videos for me is, do you ever see the woman with stomping the grapes?
Oh, my God. She's on the list far low.
That's the newscaster.
Yeah.
Or the reporter.
She's a newscaster. She trips and falls out of the grape crushing barrel.
Yeah, which is on like a podium.
Right, and she falls off and something happens to her neck and she's all It's number it's number 93 on the list. Do you have that one? It's so funny. So now she's stomping.
All right, here it comes. This is where it is.
Oh.
Stop. Oh. I'm talking to the pain now. Stop.
This is on TV, by the way. Wow. Fox Live. 5 somewhere, yeah.
She knocked the wind out of herself.
The best is those newscasters talking about her.
Yeah, they're like,
I'm
sure she's okay. Wow. Oh, that didn't look good.
Let's take a break. We'll come back.
Oh, boy. Hope she lived.
I like that the cameraman...
This isn't necessarily a YouTube video, but... Melissa McCarthy is Sean Spicer. I try to watch that every week and laugh.
Do you have a go-to, Brittany? And you know what Uzette's other one is? Is Listen, Linda.
Oh, yeah.
The little boy.
Mateo, who's, I think, from San Jose.
Oh, is that so?
I believe so.
Yeah, that one's she's always says to me, Listen, Linda.
Yeah.
She reminds me.
He's so logical in his own head.
No, you're not listening to me.
Yeah.
There's another video. You have to understand a little bit about the X-Men, but they voice over on one of the old cartoons. It's called I'm the Juggernaut, Bitch.
Oh.
It's so funny. But, yeah, it's a couple guys kind of superimposing their voices over the X-Men cartoon.
Well, I want to start with, we could actually play some that are on this list. This is Thrillist. They put together a list of the 100 greatest YouTube videos of all time. You're welcome. I just gave you something to do with your Friday. 100 videos shouldn't take you all day. Number one on this is, I can't believe you've done this.
A dude gets it.
Oh, you've seen this?
If there's a bad word, so.
Yeah.
Oh, don't, God. Don't do it. Let's skip.
A dude basically gets punched in the face.
That should not be number one.
Yeah, that's their number one pick.
The number one video is a dude getting punched in the face.
He gets punched in the face and drops an F-bomb.
It doesn't even look
spontaneous. I would think it'd be the one that's like, did I poop myself?
Oh, that one's pretty fun.
That's a good one.
There is one I saw. Well, it can't be. What's this punched in the face thing?
Yeah, this one, it must be great.
I saw one where a dude is, they're clearly someplace where cars are, I don't even know what the term would be, a strip where people are driving the strip, and a dude is mouthing off on the street corner, just popping off, talking crap, bouncing around. He's on video talking crap to people in cars, and this dude in one of the cars, and it's like a low rider, he just opens his door. Gets out of the car, walks up to the dude who's... Have you seen this one?
I'm not sure I have.
He walks up to the dude who's been popping off, and just clocks him and knocks him cold. The guy falls straight back, and he goes and gets back in his car and drives away. It's like whoa.
What caught it? Like surveillance video?
I think someone was videoing this dude mouthing off.
Jesus.
And the dude who showed him what's what.
All right, well, this is as far as Thrillist is concerned, the best video ever posted on YouTube.
Okay.
Oh, that's so stupid. I've seen that one. It's so stupid.
That's the best video?
According to Thrillist. Nintendo 64, that's number two.
That's not good either.
Oh, it's not? Two kids freaking out over a Christmas present?
That's a terrible ending.
I think that
they really don't know how to climax, do they?
Terrible. Oh, I can't believe you've done that. All right, so this is two kids. Why do they always have to do those stupid slow-mo things?
That's cute, because the button's there.
Oh. Oh, that is...
Oh, Christmas is awesome, isn't it?
That is what you want your kid's reaction to be when you give them a Christmas present. Usually it's like, oh, thanks, socks. All right, we're out of time. But listen, if you want to look at this list, and I'm sure you will, it's Friday, and who wants to work? You can go to the 100 Greatest YouTube.
Someone's asking Sarah, is the surfer dude on there, on the list? Remember
No, he's not on there.
You know, I certainly don't see him. Whoop-a. Got pitted. So pitted. Anyway, there you go. A small sampling of videos that aren't on the list of the 100 greatest YouTube videos of all time. Thrillist.com has the whole thing if you want to waste some time today. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I've got the new words that have made the list. I've also got new Snickers and how much you need to make to afford a two-bedroom in San Francisco, plus some fast facts and more after these.
Wow, that's harsh. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show on this fine Friday is brought to you by the Ticket Clinic. Don't forget, throughout the day today, there are chances to win your way into our live secret show and pool party. That's right. We're doing it at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. This is our fourth year running. This is a great party, and you want in. We're doing it at 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. You get qualified. You win the tickets to the secret show and the pool party, and then you get in the running for the daily grand prize, which is two-night stay at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. You have to be over 21, and your first chance is coming up at 9. Got a traffic ticket? Call the lawyers at the Ticket Clinic for as little as $99. An experienced lawyer will go to court for you. Call the Ticket Clinic today at 800-805-2000. Attorney Mike Bay.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Mercari. It's the selling app that makes it super fast and easy to sell almost anything. Learn more at Mercari.com. Mercari.com.
I do need to sell some stuff.
You got it this time.
Woo,
great job.
Friday.
A plus for you.
Thank you.
And it looks like an F for the FBI.
Oh.
As the Inspector General report is now out, and Former FBI Director James Comey gets an F. Mm. The FBI gets an F. No one wins in this. I mean, they talk about Hillary getting burned. Trump is saying he got burned by this. Everybody looks bad by this. And the FBI, in the end, it'll take them some time to recover any kind of credibility, as it just makes them look awful. Mm. Yay!
Hooray.
It was only an election for the president of the United States of America. What could go wrong?
I can't think of 20 things.
Oh. Huh. World Cup continues today as Egypt and Uruguay is on now.
Oh, it's over.
Oh, it just ended?
Uh-huh. Who won?
Uruguay.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Can you get the pronunciation
again? Uruguay?
We had it.
I know. I keep forgetting, though.
Morocco and Iran begin at 8 o'clock.
Iran.
And from what I'm told, Portugal versus Spain is the biggie at 11 o'clock.
Not as big as Iran.
All right.
Well, of course not.
Will you be sitting down to cheer on your home country of Iran?
We have it on in this room. All my friends are getting together, but it starts at 8 a.m., so, yeah.
All your Persian friends or all your friends in general?
All my Persian friends. So it's at a specific bar in the city. San Francisco Athletic Club on Divisadero, everyone.
I'm surprised you didn't ask to leave.
Well, no. Sorry.
All right. Unfortunately, I think Uruguay won, which means we're going to have to continue to know how to pronounce her name. What is it? Uruguay.
I'm never going to get that.
I'm going to call him Uruguay. Guay. So you know,
Uruguay.
I got it.
I want to go Guay.
They really should have just spelled the G-W-A-Y, but okay.
Yeah. Uruguay.
Fine.
Uruguay.
Father's Day is this weekend. Yes. Did I say that? Because it is. So, you know, however you want to handle that, you know.
Right.
Was he a nice guy? All right. Get him something nice. Bully? All right. Shine him on. Yeah. Whatever.
Absentee. Forget that guy.
Right.
Yeah. Send a bill.
Here's your invoice.
The Oxford English Dictionary just added a bunch of new words. Modern words. Binge watch makes the list. We all know what these mean. I don't know this one. Imposter syndrome.
Never heard of it.
The persistent inability to believe that one's success is deserved or has been legitimately achieved as a result of one's own efforts or skills.
Oh, that's interesting. I know people with imposter syndrome. Like, I mean, I definitely feel like I might have that. I always feel like, oh, people are going to find out what an idiot I am any minute now.
No way.
All the time.
Well, it shows some humility in having come up from maybe nowhere, but I think that's probably...
I can't believe they've got a name for it.
As long as it's not paralyzing, that's probably pretty normal. Like, you've, you know, we all sort of have this idea
that... it's all going to fall apart anytime now.
You know, we're willing to put in the work, we want to, and then you achieve it, and you go, whoa.
How did this happen?
I'm going to fall through the thin ice any second now.
Any minute.
This can't be possible. And then you're knocking on wood all the time. What is wrong? What is wrong with us?
Imposter syndrome is what's wrong with us.
Stan makes the list of new words in the dictionary.
Stan,
as in Eminem's Stan, being an overzealous or obsessive fan of a particular celebrity.
Oh, he's a Stan.
He's a Stan.
I see.
Or she could be a Stan. Right. Yeah.
You've had a Stan or two in your day.
Sorry, Stan? S-T-A-N?
Yeah, Stan. He's a guy who was like so in this. This is Stan writing to Eminem saying,
"Play the hook." You know the hook.
Yeah. Oh, give me a sec.
The hook is what will make you go, oh, that's, what's her name? Dido.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. He samples a Dido song in that.
You know this song. When he plays the hook,
sure
you'll go,
you'll
be
no
like,
idea.
Oh, my God.
Of course
How I do I not know yeah. Stan? Okay. Durr. Yeah, he. This was like his first record. It was a huge hit.
So Stan is now just in the dictionary as an overzealous fan.
Huh.
Crazy, a crazy fan, even like a dangerous fan.
Maybe it was his second record, but either way, it was huge for him.
That's not it. That's not the right one. Hold on, give me a second.
We're giving you all the seconds you need. It's Friday.
I'm trying to.
We're down.
I'm trying to pull the
ankle sprain.
Aww. And the gout.
Whatever. Hold on.
Go get a doctor, will you?
Get a
doctor. Why aren't you pulling off cherry juice right now as we speak? Too, by the way.
I drank like a whole bottle yesterday of cherry juice.
You got the Dido hit, or?
so bad. It's not so bad. You know that one?
And then he gets back into the rapping.
Yes, that was all I was saying to you.
So anyway, Stan, everyone.
Okay, Stan.
You don't know it. You still got nothing.
I still got
nothing.
Wow,
okay.
It's Friday, Vinny. Don't ask me to think.
Hey, I'm with you. Smell her hair, everyone. It smells fantastic.
Line up. Line up to smell her hair.
A statement. Oh, microaggression. A statement, action, or incident regarded as an instance of indirect, subtle, or unintentional discrimination or prejudice. Microaggression.
As in our micro? Oh, micro.
Microaggression.
I thought you were saying Mike Rowe.
Oh.
I'm like, what did Mike Rowe do?
Hey.
Did it, did it.
Did you see what Mike Rowe, speaking of, the guy you are thinking of, did you see what he wrote about Bourdain's passing?
I did not.
Mm-mm. Oh, it was fantastic.
What did he say?
He just had written, he wrote a long letter after his death saying, I never really got to know Anthony Bourdain, but we had something in common. We have these sort of cable TV shows that we work really hard on, and yet here I am sitting in a Motel 6 on top of a very questionable comforter having spent a day in a sewer.
Yeah, he's the Dirty Jobs guy, in case you don't. He used to be on Evening Magazine here, and then he went on to host Dirty Jobs. Everybody knows Mike Rowe. He's doing those Ford commercials, too, wasn't he?
He's done very well for himself, for sure.
And, Brawny.
He
does look like the Brawny guy.
Uh-huh. So he's a guy who, like Anthony Bourdain, has reached a certain amount of fame and yet is in questionable locations. It sounds like now Bourdain had been moved up in hotel status and more, but you know, these early days, one of the things I think he said he shared with Bourdain was he saw a post or something Bourdain had said where he's like, I'm out here in the middle of nowhere and I'm telling my producers, I'm going to kill myself because this is ridiculous. what were the working conditions we're in or something like that.
Boy.
And Mike Rowe was saying, in that moment, I knew exactly what he was feeling. I have felt that and said that those exact words. And so in his long letter, he just wrote, you know, I didn't know the guy, but we had this in common and I understand some of what he had gone through. So,
it is long. I was going to try to give you some quotes, but it's longer
than
you
pages
could possibly
long.
Imagine.
This is a Facebook post that Mike Rowe did?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, microaggression has nothing to do with Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs.
And lastly, from our movie reviews, spoiler alert, has finally made it.
Oh, spoiler alert, just now is getting into the dictionary.
It's getting into the dictionary.
Oh, the spoiler alert, yes. Spoiler alert.
What about the movie review?
They're amazing.
They're the best. A plus.
Plus, plus, plus.
Right.
Woo, woo, woo.
Christina gets a C plus for her driving. The FBI gets an F for their behavior during the elections, but our movie reviews...
A plus, 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 plus.
I'm singing.
Let's just give it to Hooman for a second.
All right.
Hooman, let's stand up. Christ. Stand up for Hooman today. Oh, Hooman.
Oh, my God.
Hooman.
Oh, come on.
We know that. Yeah.
He loves it.
Did you get the bell?
Fantastic.
How did you become the amazing person that you are? Jesus, say yes.
Nobody.
Oh, he's taking bows. I hope you're watching on the
Excellent
looking glass.
Good job, Hooman.
Wow, for he's Thank a jolly you. Good fellow.
I'm going to do one more.
One more. There we go. All right. One more.
Oh, another bow.
Okay. Oh, right. That's quite. He right. does the whole
The audience is done with the clapping, though.
Right. Still bowing.
Did you hear that Garage Cat got a friend?
Yeah,
his
name is Stinky.
Is really and
right.
no
what
Sparky? I told you.
No, you said Stinky.
Accidentally.
Oh,
before I remembered it was Sparky.
It's Sparky.
He already hates my friend.
Let's go Stinky. Let's go Garage Cat and Stinky.
But of course, you just lock on to
you said
the
Stinky.
Wrong thing, and then I said nope. It's Sparky.
I don't remember the Sparky part. I like Stinky.
It's interesting how you can remember to call the guy who does my tattoos Dirt, but you never remember to call him Grime, which is his name.
I knew it was Grime.
Oh,
something like
and
that.
And now...
They both seem guilty.
Sparky...
is Stinky.
...has become Stinky forevermore.
Apparently that's
Great.
His name.
Well, you'll never forget it. I know
how
that.
How did we meet?
On the front porch, actually.
Our neighbor's cat is Sparky. He comes over and hangs. And
For the purposes of this skit, though, it's stinky for sure.
Oh, hi, Garage Cat.
Oh, that's what you sound like.
My name's Stinky.
Oh,
it's nice to meet you. This is a nice porch. Would you mind if I...
Are you on the spectrum? You sound like you're on the spectrum.
Well, you know, I'm on medication. My people medicate me.
Oh, man, me too. Oh. Thank God it hasn't gotten to my brain. My kidneys are overloaded, though.
Oh, were you a house peer?
I was. Yeah. Man, I could get those guys every night, but now...
Oh, I'm sorry.
I can barely make it
through
the day. Oh.
Well, we could
Watch
be friends.
Watch out for the bald guy.
Okay. Oh, is he dangerous?
He's bad news. Right. He offers you anything to eat. You run the other way.
Oh, but I am hungry.
Do you understand what I'm saying, Stinky? I know you're on the spectrum, but do you understand?
Well,
if he
love
you
food.
Anything, run! Run for the hills!
Oh, is this him coming now?
Oh, no!
Oh, he's got his hand out.
Oh,
is he just trying? I think he might just be trying to pet me,
I'm
though.
I'm going to forget who you are tomorrow.
Well, I'll meet you again tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Bye, I gotta
go.
Remind
me who you are.
All right, I'm Stinky.
Okay, I guess I'm on the spectrum,
stinky,
too.
I'm pretty sure a spectrum cat is going to get us in a lot of trouble, but okay.
Okay.
It's better than the alternative.
Talking about the R word?
No.
Okay.
How about a fast fact?
Oh, I love those. Does he do these all the time?
Oh, we're still here? Okay. Meow. Meow.
Meow.
Meow.
Oh, boy.
Our text number is 800-400-3.
Oh, do the fast fact,
forget
you big baby.
It doesn't matter.
Stop it.
I mean,
we're just,
come on.
We love your cats.
Do you?
Sure. Are you kidding me? I just wanted to give Hooman a chance to shine, what with his big round of applause that
all
we
right.
gave him and everything.
Well, sure.
Do the fast fact. Let's hear
should
it.
Nah, it doesn't matter.
Should I bow?
You know what? Sure. Leo, you should bow.
Garage Cat, everybody.
Leo.
Oh, look, he's down on his... Oh. He's actually doing, like, the praise Allah thing. What are you doing over there? Oh.
I'm still bowing.
I was gonna...
He's going out. He's like, oh, my salama. Salami.
I'm up.
He's down. All right.
I'm up.
Our text number is 800-400-36. Boy, you know it's a Friday. This show's a disaster.
Right.
Kind of is.
I love it so much, though. Okay, everyone, 2 hours.
Okay.
Where's the Lord?
510 says, Vinny, are you okay with the urban hug, which is the handshake, then bring it in for the shoulder contact hug? I'm fine with all of the hugs.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Mm. Yeah,
I've tried to explain this. So I have worked with women for most of my professional career. And I have watched as a sort of a casual observer as people have interacted with my coworkers. And in some cases, I've watched them go in for full-on kisses on the mouth, which I've gone like, you better not try to kiss me, pal, because that's not happening.
Don't worry, he's not going
to. And the weird discrepancy between the way people are treated has always sort of tripped me out. And one thing I've seen also is the long full-body hugs or whatever. And it's weird to me. I don't want to hug you, and, frankly, we could even
do
without
that.
I'll hug you.
I was going to say, that hurts my feelings.
I'm just trying to say that it is weird, the hug, or even the bro hug, because, frankly, I'm going to see you in, like, tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's usually, in my opinion, a longer goodbye.
Yeah, I don't want to hug you guys every single day, but I do like a hug when we've been gone on vacation or even if we're taking off.
Yeah, or we hug each other or kiss each other at nighttime events.
We do, for sure. Well, I'm always,
even
you know,
though I saw you this morning, we're
it's,
at
it's a whole
a
different
nighttime
thing.
Event.
And also,
yeah.
I feel like it's a support thing. Like, a lot of times I'll see you at some kind of nighttime thing, and it's almost like we're here, we're doing this together. Like, it's a, you know, it's out of our little comfort world that we're in right now. I do like a hug, but I agree that an everyday hug becomes a thing that I just start to dread.
Yeah, so hugs are fine, and the bro hug's fine too. But in general, as I've watched as an observer, I feel like, you know what, now when we meet a listener who's never met us and maybe listened for 15 years.
I'd love to give a hug.
A good hug is all good.
Absolutely.
To me, that's not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
No, I feel like I am a hugger, but I just don't want to get into a
obligated
hug routine with someone, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had a program director early on who just like turned the daily support hug into just something so gross that I was.
Is it the double butt grab?
It wasn't the double. It was the sneak up behind you and put his arms around you and kind of like be pushing his hips into you. I was just like, oh my God, what is happening right now? Ugh.
Did he put the hot dog between the buns?
I squeezed the bun so far close that that was not happening.
You never. All right.
Ugh. It just got super creepy. Ugh. Blech.
415 says, that comedian uses a fake belly, you knuckleheads. Okay, that's entirely possible.
Yeah.
Like I said, I saw 15 minutes. And at the time I saw it, I figured, I'm not enjoying this. And then later, I've retold three of the stories, and I'm like, I guess I enjoyed that. I guess it is for me, even though she's pregnant and talking about pregnancy and more.
Yeah, I don't know anything about her. Maybe it is fake one. Or maybe she's just pregnant all the time.
But someone said that she's local, so to me that was certainly worth mentioning on the air because I like to see local people do well.
Totally.
Let's see here. I love my freckles. I was so sad when the makeup artist at my brother's wedding covered them up. I didn't look like myself. After she left, I took some cold cream to my face to bring them back.
Yeah, I wear them loud and proud. Freckle out.
I agree.
Girls or boys or whoever's got freckles. There's nothing cuter than that. My kid doesn't have them anymore, but he used to have this little splash of freckles just over his nose and his upper cheeks, and I just thought it was the cutest thing.
Mm. Well, what could make you more specifically you than...
your little marks.
Right.
Whatever they are.
There it is. That's you. Those are yours. Mm. That little constellation of freckles is only yours. Not to be duplicated.
Yeah. I'm gonna freckle Vinny onto my face with henna.
You should do that.
Yeah, I'm going to. Just a little Vinny. Am I spelling it the right direction?
I don't know, but I like it.
E. Yeah.
Okay. And then I'll get you with the circle mouth on my thigh.
Oh, you don't have to.
Well, it's
moving
the least
on.
I can
moving
do.
Moving on. We're going to take a quick break here, and we got the new music. So that segment is coming up right after these.
Sarah and Vinny.